Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As expected, John Lester will be on the mound tomorrow night when the Red Sox begin the World Series against the Cardinals at Fenway. Sox manager John Farrell made the decision yesterday, but declined to reveal the rest of the pitching lineup. Lester will be up against the Cards' Adam Wainwright. The Sox have a lot of homework to do today as they get ready for tomorrow's game. Here's Sox first baseman Mike Napoli.
We haven't even seen him this year, so a lot of video. I mean, it's all you really can do. You're going to get your scouting reports from our scouts and stuff, For me, I'm just going to watch as much video as possible.
While the Sox might not have played the Cardinals this year, they have a long history together and plenty in the postseason, including the 2004 World Series, when the Sox swept the Cardinals and ended their 86-year World Series championship drought. So, for some historical perspective, we turn this morning to longtime Boston Globe sports writer Dan Shaughnessy and started by looking back to 04.
2004, it was really all about the Red Sox and their quest to win the first World Series in 86 years. They had so many near misses. It was all about the curse of the Bambino then. You had to be a little on the older side to even know about 1967, never mind 1946. But I think that, you know, largely the Sox were the focus in 04, and it's almost like the Cardinals were, they were not even there for all practical purposes.
And the Red Sox were so hot at the end of the season, they swept the Cards. I'm wondering, do you think that sweep is still in the minds of the Cards now as they get ready for the game tomorrow night?
I think probably not. I mean, there's so much turnover in these professional teams now. The catcher for the Cardinals that year in 2004 is now the manager of the Cardinals. He certainly remembers it. There's a backup catcher from 2004 who is now the starting catcher, Yadier Molina. That's it. The only players who were in the series from 2004 who are still playing are David Ortiz and Yadier Molina.
Farther back in time, there was, as you said, the 67 season, the impossible dream season. Let's listen back to some of that.
Lomborg bears down, but Javier slams one to left. It's a home run, and Yastrzemski just watches. It's the 13th home run in the series by both clubs, and this one is a crusher.
Dan Shaughnessy, the Cardinals took that World Series in seven games. It was a great finish to the season for the Sox until they got to Game 7, and then the Red Sox kind of ran out of gas.
Yes, so there wasn't really a lot of pain regarding that World Series for Boston fans. They were so happy to be in the World Series in 67. They hadn't been there since 1946. The 14 pennant race in the summer of 67 was an iconic moment in franchise history. It really changed things from black and white to color for a lot of us who grew up with the team being very bad. And by the time they got to the World Series, it would have been great to win, but it was considered a wonderful year, even though they lost in seven games and Bob Gibson beat them three times.
All right, back to 1946 now. Since you mentioned it, it was Ted Williams' first season back after serving in World War II. And here's some patchy archival sound from that fall classic.
Slaughter is off of the pitch. Walker swings and lines a double to left center. Slaughter kept on going, rounding third base at full speed, scoring all the way from first, when the relay throw from Johnny Pesky reached home too late for a play on Slaughter.
Dan, that series also went seven games, and in the end, St. Louis won that too.
Yeah, that was a tough one for Boston. Really, they hadn't been in the big showcase since 1918. They get to 46, and they've always been taking a back seat to the Yankees. They finally have this dominant team. All the fellas came back from World War II. They were wire to wire. They clinched early. They were 3-1 favorites to beat the Cardinals. And they had trouble with a little lefty named Harry Burkeen in that series. And Ted Williams only got a bunch of singles. He never hit a double, triple, home run. And it was a very frustrating loss for the Sox to lose in Game 7 in St. Louis. And that was one that, you know, Ted went to his grave really regretting that they had never won one, and that's as close as they came.
So that was the closest that he came, too.
It was his only time in the postseason, and it was really kind of a professional tragedy for a guy who was that great to only get one taste of postseason play and to come up in a small way. That nagged him forever.
So back to the present, then. The last time these two teams met in interleague play was back in 2008 when the Cards won two out of three games at Fenway. And given how they've done, how they've played in the World Series here, it seems like playing inside Fenway Park historically has not bothered the Cards at all. So Should the Red Sox be concerned?
This should be a pretty good matchup. Not a lot is known about the Cardinals nationally. They don't have the high profile of say, the Dodgers or the Red Sox or even the Tigers in this case. But it's a team that won 97 games, same as the Red Sox. They have good young power pitchers, strong arms. You know, top to bottom, they scare you, and they're going to, I expect, represent the National League in a big way, and I think this series is going to go six or seven games.
Should the Red Sox be concerned about their hitting? I mean, they had a couple of dramatic grand slams in the series against the Tigers for the pennant, but otherwise the bats have been cold.
I agree, and they only hit 202 in the six games against Detroit, which is really low. But the two epic moments in that series were the grand slams, the bookend grand slams, David Ortiz on Sunday night, and the following Saturday, Shane Victorino hits one, and that's really what turned the thing on its ear, and the Sox were able to benefit from their great bullpen and win the thing fairly handily. But you're right. I mean, you got to hit better than 202 to win most seven-game series.
And you think that's the case with the Cards?
Well, I think that Boston will hit a little bit more against St. Louis, but again, this is not going to be an easy thing. It's not going to be like 2004 when they basically, you know, just rolled over a team that underperformed throughout. I think this one's going to go deep.
Dan Shaughnessy, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Dan Shaughnessy is an award-winning sports writer and columnist for the Boston Globe and author of 11 books, including Reversing the Curse and At Fenway, Dispatches from Red Sox Nation.